Ghost Ship Radio Network.
Sail onward.
Banterbox Radio, what a lot I got.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Banterbox Radio. This is episode 81 for this September the 13th, 2016. My name is Thomas Towson, and joining me this week, as is the same with every week, is Dan Knight. Hey Dan Knight!
Shut up!
Hey, come on now, you're bringing a real negative attitude. Really changing the atmosphere here. I'm not having fun anymore. I kind of just want to turn this right off.
Shut up!
How you been?
Oh, you know, I've just been real negative.
I can tell.
And I've just been...
Shut up!
Oh, I wasn't expecting the reversal.
Get wrecked.
Burn.
So we are back again this week to do the same thing that we do every week, which is... What do we do, Dan? Dan, what do we do?
I'm sorry. You kind of trailed off there.
What do we do? Why are we here? What is the meaning of life?
The meaning of life is to bring the news.
That's right, and that's why we do it. It's our only purpose. Otherwise, we'd probably die.
Once we finish every episode, we're put back into our hermetically sealed containers. Until next week, when we're allowed out to record another episode. So,
yeah, you know, I wouldn't say it's the best life, but it's not the worst. There's worse.
There are worse.
Probably, maybe. Maybe one or two people worse.
Yeah.
I mean, living a life of isolation can be dark and bleak and sad, but at least we get to do this every week, so that's pretty cool.
Isolation, no beating.
This week we are joined by brand new co-host, anyone but Dan. So, Dan, what do?
Well, we bring the news out.
Wow, that's very vague.
To others.
Mm-hmm.
We find news articles that...
News clams.
Mm-hmm. That have usually been neglected or they're unworthy of other people's
attention. It's got that news rot on it.
It's got the news rot, so we just brush it off a little bit.
Yeah, put some hot sauce on it and just swallow it like you're supposed to.
You rub it against your shirt, you get that, give it that shine.
Yep.
And then you just down the hatch.
And somewhere buried deep within that news clam... is a news pearl, and it's gonna be weird. You gotta dig through some gross stuff. All right, it's gross.
It's
you
gritty.
Gotta get in there, but there is a beautiful pearl of something extra gross and weird.
Try to find our news pearl
this episode. If you're able to find it, text news pearl to there's no contests.
There's the
real prize here is enjoying this news, I guess. That's not a very good prize.
I win! Everyone wins.
Everyone wins each week. So, we are going to get to that momentarily, but before we do, it is my my solemn oath.
Ooh.
Uh-huh.
To do what, exactly?
To tell you what today's national day is.
Oh.
It's a good one. It's a doozy. Let me tell you, it's a good one. We've got the best... national days. All right.
The U.S.?
No. These are the best news. We've got the best news. Okay?
Yeah.
And I'll tell you the best news. But before I do, let me tell you the best national day. And it is National Kids Take Over the Kitchen Day.
Oh, good gravy.
So to celebrate it, you let your children ruin your food. And everyone has a great time, right?
And you have to eat these horrible food concoctions your children have made.
Mummy, I mixed together milk, dirt, and cat food. It's a cat surprise. I couldn't think of anything witty. I'm sorry.
You're gonna garnish with earthworms.
Mm.
For that extra bit of... It gives it that...
the juicy pop that I crave.
Yeah. Gives it the earthy tones.
I guess if you have children, let them cook things. And then pretend like you're eating them. Put them like, you know how like when you, as a kid, you pretend to eat things, you're goofing around like, oh, I've got this big stick, and you put it beside your mouth, but you turn profile.
Yeah.
It makes it look like you're eating it. Do that with the food, but then make sure directly behind you is a trash can, so you can just drop it right in, because it's going to be gross. It's going to be gross. They're not good at cooking. They're not little chefs. You're not going to be like, ooh, my little Billy is a great chef. He's only 2 years old.
He made a delicious instant oatmeal.
Brioche.
Oh. Yeah, brioche.
Little creme fraiche.
So do that, I guess, if you have children, or don't if you have any sanity or dignity.
If you don't have children, just go to a local spot where there are children, a playground, a school, something like that, and just simply request that they make food for you.
Yes, I'm sure that'll go over well. Well, only today. Today it will work. Yeah. It will work. Yeah.
The parents will go, oh, right, it's kids take over the kitchen day. Well, how could I forget? You can come over my house and eat my terrible kids' food. My terrible kids' food. My kid is terrible, and the food is subsequently also terrible.
Yeah. Terrible kids make terrible food. Let me tell you this.
Let me tell you. Science.
It is. So we are going to get into the news right. You know what? Why even dilly-dally? Let's just get into it now.
Ew.
Tell me what you got, Dan. You got some news? I hope so.
I
really hope so.
Finding a gig as a clown for local birthday parties and gatherings has been made even more difficult given recent news of people clowning around.
Uh-oh. What do you mean? You people given the good old-fashioned Ranald McDonald?
No.
A good old Hamburglar?
Well, he wasn't a clown, so.
Well, he was kind of a clown. Who steals burgers? He could have been a real burglar. He went around robbing hamburgers.
Yeah, it was for a vegan movement. Not many people knew that.
put them in a sack and then put them in the river. Sent them down the river
Nobody
with a stone.
Can eat these. So in Ohio, recent clown spottings have been circulating. Well, actually,
how many times can you say that? Honestly, recent clown spottings are in the high 100s.
Mommy, I saw a clown. Well, put it in your clown journal.
Gotta collect them. Oh, we saw Dirty Hobo Clown last week. That one doesn't count.
Oh, we already got him. And then you get photo ops, and then you put it in your scrapbook.
What you do is they're all in on it, too. You go up to them, and they have a sticker with their face on it.
It's like
put it in your book.
Characters in the when you go to theme parks.
Yeah, exactly.
And then they sign your book. And it's like, old hobo, and like the O is like a stinky flower or something.
We don't have Hatchet Clown yet. Go get his sticker.
But anyway, clown spotting's in Ohio. Well, specifically one. It hasn't been a happy kind of clown encounter, you know, as most people are. Well, if you have claustrophobia, probably not.
Has anyone actually legitimately ever had fun with a clown? I get being like afraid of them, but even if you're not afraid, has anyone actually just had fun?
There has to be a fetish out there that involves clowns.
Okay, aside from the fetishist, because everything has a fetish.
Yeah, everything.
Has anyone ever enjoyed a clown? Real talk.
Like, how, like, they were originally intended to be, like, happy little, you know, circus.
Yeah, they're just unpleasant.
But, yeah.
They're really unpleasant. I'm not scared of them. I don't have a phobia. I just think they're unpleasant.
Yeah.
I don't want to be around a clown. What kind of life choices did you make to become a clown? No one's like, Mom, I'm going to go to clown college. And I'll be a clown the rest of my life. Nothing against you if you're a clown.
There
if you're a clown,
are people
keep doing it. Good
keep
job.
Keep it in your pants.
Good job. I'm glad you're a clown. But also keep in mind, no one likes you and you are terrifying. Fact.
Wow. Well, I mean, I guess if you said it's fact, then
honestly,
I can't refute that.
I don't
that.
Think I'm too upset if we lose our clown population of listeners. You
a
know, I'm
clown
not,
and Ian.
Oh,
tell.
Yeah. Our clown union.
Anyway. A 14-year-old boy was headed to his school bus stop Tuesday morning when he was chased by a man clad in black and a clown mask. Oh, and he also had a knife.
Oh, see there. See, okay. Yeah, I got you.
Hey, you're a man with a knife and a clown face. And, you know, just a typical go-to-school day.
Yeah, I like it. I like this voice.
You know how it is.
Yeah.
It's like old lady Cosby.
Oh, well, we can't make those references anymore. We're not allowed to utter his name.
I'm not poking fun at his recent misdoings.
Oh, I don't think they're
just his voice. Yeah, you're right. The span is large. Now we are treading into that territory, though.
I gotta say, I know this is like off topic, but can I say that? No, never mind. That was gonna be offensive. I don't mean it in an offensive way, but I was gonna say, aside from the obvious biggest tragedy, the second biggest tragedy is everyone losing their ability to use Cosby jokes. Mm. I mean, it was such a universal thing. It was the pudding pop kind of stuff, and you know, the bippity boppity boo, that kind of stuff. You know, it was always good times,
and it was always so harmless too.
Yeah, it was always,
originally.
No one's offended. Cosby knew he was doing it, so it's not like he was like, "Oh, how dare they make fun of my actual voice?" That's not how he talks. It was all a goof, and a spoof. Can't have fun anymore. Cosby ruined fun. There's no fun anymore.
Now we need to start doing like, I don't know, Gilbert Gottfried impressions or who's that guy that makes that funny voice in Scrooged?
Sure.
Bobcat Goldthwait.
Oh, yeah. That's pretty good, actually. Yeah, that's solid.
I don't know what we're doing here.
Something like that.
Continue, yeah.
Anyway, so the kid was able to evade his would-be assailant by throwing a rock at him. Who knew?
Are clowns afraid of rocks?
Yeah, actually, if you look in your clown handbook, or your clown journal,
actually. Let me just check that.
Is it? Yeah. Okay. It's on page one.
Oh, wow, I didn't even need to flip pages. It is right here in bold text. Clowns hate rocks.
They hate rocks.
Wow, that's actually rule number one. That's a big one.
And they hate... What they hate, the only thing they hate more than rocks is when you throw one at them.
I can imagine
rocks.
Yeah. Not just rocks on the road. They don't see a rock and go, oh!
Well, they do, but then they're also, I mean, it's even more frightening to see a rock flying at you.
I can imagine, yeah.
But the big news circulating about clowns, because apparently this is a thing that's happening recently, South Carolina, and I know we did... We've talked about scary clowns
in the past, but this is definitely an epidemic.
This is escalating. There's a boiling point at this at this juncture. There in South Carolina, there are clowns in the woods that are trying to lure children into an abandoned house.
Oh, it just keeps getting better.
Using laser pointers,
like cats.
Yeah, get them in here. And then showed the kids, quote, large amounts of money.
Ah, okay.
Authorities have yet to find anything suspicious. However, yet the clowns still out in the woods frolicking about. Probably went back to their clown cave and
to the clown cave.
Oh my God! There's a giant rock in the way.
Yeah, caves don't seem like things that clowns would like if they're afraid of rocks. That's really just a giant rock with a hole in it.
Yeah.
Wow. It really boggles my mind. The whole clown science really blows me away.
How do clowns think?
What is clown?
How do you clown?
all right. Well, speaking of escalation, right, this seems to be getting worse and worse. I've got something that actually continues to get worse and worse as well. And this takes place
in... Your hemorrhoids.
Yes, that is a serious problem, and I do need an ointment.
All right.
this takes place in Drummond's, Tennessee. Mm. You know there. You lived there many years, and I drove by once. I was from there. None of that's true.
Oh.
A dispute between two people in Drummond's, Tennessee began Friday when Tipton County Sheriff's deputies received a call about a man firing multiple shots into the woods. The man in question, 48-year-old John Higdon, told deputies that he saw multiple people running around in the woods near his house wearing ghillie suits. Well, that would be concerning.
Yeah.
I'm with him on that.
That's creepy.
Yeah.
Bushman.
Yes. The great Bushman of Drummond's, Tennessee. Higdon told deputies that he reported a group of people shining lights earlier in the week and that he believed they were employees of his neighbor. 57-year-old Edgar McLellan.
Employees?
Yeah, you know, like he owns a business and they're his employees. Yeah. They were helping him out. by being jerks, basically.
By terrorizing this man.
Being real stinkadoos, you know? You've heard of a good old-fashioned stinkadoo.
Actually, you know, I haven't, because I think he just made it up.
Well, that's debatable. Deputies said they found no evidence of anyone in the woods and left the scene. A short time later, deputies received another complaint about shots being fired. Then they arrested Higdon for reckless endangerment around 2:15 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday, a neighbor called emergency officials to report later that a man, later identified as McLellan, was bulldozing Higdon's home.
Whoa.
He took that to the next level.
Checkmate, pal.
McLellan was charged with aggravated criminal trespassing and felony vandalism after officials found debris from Higdon's battered home in McLellan's backhoe. Higdon's house is now in shambles. Completely destroyed. The walls are caved in, the furniture exposed to the open air, and there's water damage thanks to pipes busted by the backhoe. Both men are now free on bond awaiting arraignments later this week, but I'm going to go out on a limb and say somebody's getting in some trouble. There might be some issues here. You know what I'm saying?
I don't understand.
Oh, well, one of them was there was shooting in the woods.
Okay.
And people creeping around in ghillie suits and then bulldozing of houses. So I feel like the whole melting pot of things, it's not going to work out well for people. Mm. Yeah, it's bad.
It's a recipe for
success.
Sweet potato pie.
Mm, I love sweet potato pie.
Yeah.
I really do. Do you like sweet potato pie?
This
has nothing to do with this, but this is actually a really big deal. Do you like sweet potato pie?
No, I actually am in love with it.
Oh, good. Romantically?
Yes.
We're married. We're marrying next week.
And that's the sad thing is that, you know, I have so much love for it. And then I eat it and it's gone. Wow. And it makes me so sad I have to make another one.
You're getting real emotional here, and you're starting to make me tear up. So that has nothing to do with this story, but sweet potato pie is great, and maybe you shouldn't bulldoze people's house. That's a little bit of an escalation, right?
Yeah, sweet potato pie is great.
Yeah, it is. All right, moving on.
A man from Kansas robbed a bank last week.
Kansas?
That's how it's pronounced, right?
Yep.
Okay, good. He robbed a bank last week and failed. Which is, you know, par the course with our kind of news articles.
If he had succeeded, we probably wouldn't be talking about him.
Right? He'd be like, successful bank robber, did a good job.
Congratulations, A+, here's your certificate.
The reason why he did it was the best part.
I can't wait.
70-year-old Lawrence John Ripple had a heated argument with his wife and shouted to her that he would rather be in jail than at home.
Wow.
And that is exactly what he set out to do.
Okay.
So he walked casually into the bank with a note demanding money and stating in the note that he had a gun. He was then handed $3,000 in cash, strolled over to the lobby area, took a seat, had a little chat with the security guard, said, yeah, I'm robbing this place, and then waited for the cops to show up to take him away.
Did he have a gun, though?
I don't. He said he did. I didn't. Probably not, I couldn't. Yeah, he probably.
That'd be like a serious offense. That'd be a way bigger deal.
He just didn't want to be around his stinky wife anymore.
What did do reports state that she was in fact smelly?
She had not taken a shower in many years.
Wow, that is a serious issue. Actually, that's a real mental problem she's got.
That's a health issue. No, she didn't. None of that's true.
Oh, okay.
But he doesn't like her.
So this is just. The show is just lies now. Is that what it is? You're just going to sit here and lie?
It's lies and pies. Really.
People listen to this show and expect only the truth, only the tip-top of fact-checking and truth, and you have broken that trust. Daniel, you're fired.
I was just feeding you some sweet potato lies.
All right, you're back on.
He was moved to a federal facility in Leavenworth, Kansas. Authorities were unable to reach Ripple's wife, to which I assume Mr. Ripple is pleased with.
Ripple.
Good riddance to bad rubbish.
Great. Thanks. That was pretty good. I like that. It was a failed robbery with a twist. Like, he wanted to fail. It wasn't just like a failed
robbery. He set out to fail.
Yeah. Yeah. Good.
Good on you.
You ready for a mystery, Dan?
No. But who is?
Who is a mystery, ever? Dan?
Who is a mystery, Dan?
I have a pretty good one for you. Ready?
Okay.
Everyone sit down, sit, gather around the fire.
Okay.
I've got a spooky tale for you.
You should put a fire on right now. Start a fire.
No, I won't. That's a hazard. We could burn the place down.
Oh, yeah, we can.
Yeah, no, we shouldn't. We can, but we shouldn't.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I live my life with that principle, though. Oh. I can always burn something down.
Well, I suppose anyone can always burn something down. You just might not want to.
But I never have that voice telling me that I shouldn't. And that's the weird thing.
Then you might have a problem. So this may not be it's not really spooky. It's just a mystery.
Okay.
Only an hour earlier, the field beside a convenience store parking in Norwalk, Ohio, was empty. An EMS crew from the small town 60 miles southwest of Cleveland had been parked nearby and left after receiving a call for service. When they returned in their ambulance, police said, there was a mysterious bag sitting in the field. What was in that bag, you might ask?
Eight heads?
Ask it. Go ahead.
Is it a duffel bag? Would
no,
it be eight heads?
No, ask. Say,
what's in the bag?
Thanks. Upon investigating, the crew members found themselves staring at what appeared to be a human heart.
Okay, that's... Yeah.
Surprise!
Oh, yay!
Ugh. Oh, geez! What a coincidence! I forgot to bring my bagged heart today.
All right, well...
looks like I've got lunch.
Maybe the EM... What is it? EMS?
Yeah.
Was it Ambulamps?
Amber lamps, yes. Oh, Black Betty. So they found... They found, opened the bag, looked inside, there's a human heart. Quote, it was fresh. It wasn't decomposed, Norwalk Police Chief Dave Light said. Detective Sergeant Jim Fulton stated that about an hour had passed between the time the crew left the parking lot and returned. After they returned, it was there, Fulton said. It was just a little ways into that field, off into the parking lot. It was in a plastic bag. Thanks for stating, in exact quotes, what I just told you. The paramedics called police, who picked up the heart and transported it to the county coroner's office for testing the next day. They weren't 100% sure it was human at first. It could be a pig's heart or something like that. So they sent it off for testing. Authorities say they are now confident that the heart is human, which raises a troubling question. Who does it belong to? Whose heart is this? Why is there a heart in a bag?
Someone gave their heart for us.
Heart in a bag, heart in a bag. You took my heart and you put it in a bag. That's a terrible song, but at least it was heartfelt.
Don't you ever talk trash about the Temptations.
where was I? Goodness gracious. Police have stated that they're not aware of any cases in which a heart has been stolen, nor do they have any reports of grave robberies or bodies being tampered with. Jeff Harwood, the coroner in Huron County, where it got sent off to in Ohio, said that when he first encountered the heart, it was in pretty good condition, but the organ had an odor of decomposition to it. So it didn't look like it, but it did have a little bit of that, you know, that stank. Got that heart stank on it.
That I crave.
You know, you get a big, deep nose, just a whiff. Oh, yeah, there's that heart stank that I like. He noted that nobody had been in touch with him to claim the heart.
Hey, that's mine.
Yeah. It just calls up on the phone. I think that's my heart. I think I lost it. Was it in a bag? Maybe it's my ex-wife's.
Cut her heart out because she's a heartless wench.
Okay. There is a little bit of good news at the very end.
Oh, yeah?
Yep. As of today, it has still not been claimed. That's not good news. That was a joke.
That is not.
It still hasn't been claimed. I like that there's just this mystery heart they found in a bag in a field, and no one knows where it came from. It's just a heart. No one knows. Biggest mystery. 2016.
You can't.
Tony 2012.
What?
Heart bag 2016. This article was actually submitted by Rob. Do you know that? Rob Day?
I don't know that gentleman.
Rob Day, he's submitted other stuff before. He's a pretty swell fella. Hey, Rob.
Who's that guy?
You did it. Congratulations.
Hey, you did it.
But this is pretty weird, right? You would describe this as weird.
I would say that's unsettling at best.
Yeah, it's a mystery. Maybe for the gang. The gang.
And
Scoobies.
Scoobs.
Scoobs. Scoobs troops.
The Scoobs troops.
Oh, woohoo.
Goofs troops. Yeah, okay, whatever.
Wait, why did I do DuckTales?
I don't know. You're real wet. You're off everywhere.
That was just terrible all the way around. All right, Dan, you got one more for us this week.
A 765-year-old British pub named Ye Old Man and Scythe in Bolton, England.
You know that the Y in ye is actually just the...
I'm sorry?
The Y in like ye old.
Oh, yeah.
It's actually pronounced the.
The?
Yeah, the Y was actually originally a... It was a symbol. I can't remember what it's called. It was some silly name. I'm sure everyone listening is going to be like, oh, duh, it's this. But it was done as a symbol to...
Shorten?
Yeah, for TH. I think there was some reason involving printing machines or something along those lines. I'm not going to pretend like I know why, but Y is actually TH. There you go. There's your history lesson today.
Wow, thanks for that. Well, that's it. Now that's all I had for the article. Ye
No!
Oh, I'm sorry. The
thank you.
Oldie
ah!
Man and Scythe.
Perfect.
In Bolton, England. So it's home to an unusual patron, or it was until very recently. James Stanley, the 7th Earl of Derby, of course.
Oh, yes. You see, I knew the 6th. I have not yet met the 7th.
Well, you never will, because he was beheaded outside the pub in 1651.
Well, okay. That makes sense, then. That's why I haven't met him.
Yeah, I mean, he's late to the luncheon.
I usually do the arraignment for them, so.
Oh, I see. Well, what?
I mean, not arraignment.
That's not I was going to say arraignment?
No.
He's going to prison?
Yes, he is. That's not what I meant. I meant the swearing-in ceremony.
Oh.
Yeah.
For Derby. I see.
Yeah,
I
I'm
see
a big fan.
So he was beheaded outside the pub in 1651, but still manages to be a regular there. Several videos can be seen online of his appearances late at night, but recently he's been silent. Pub owners are... Blah, blah.
Pummo?
Pummo. The old lovable pub owner named Pummo. He's blaming Chinese artist Lu Pingyuan for stealing their beloved ghost.
Lu Pingyuan. The Looping One. That's his name. His name is Looping One.
That's right.
Okay.
He is the one of Looping. Lupin the Third.
Mm-hmm.
Lu admitted online that he caught the ghost in a, quote, symbolic act in reaction to the UK's colonialist past, which saw great losses of both tangible and intangible cultural assets by other nations.
Wow, that's very elegantly worded.
Basically... Suck it, Brits.
Yeah, we
I'm
took
taking
your ghost.
Because you done goofed up in the past. Pub owner Richard Greenwood had this to say, quote, I feel very strongly that James Stanley's ghost should remain in Bolton and at Ye Oldie Man and Scythe to preserve the net. This is what he said. It's a direct quote. To preserve the natural order of things. That said, I do believe that your exhibition should travel and be seen by many people around the world, and I would like to contribute to this as long as at the end of your exhibition it returns home. So basically, this guy, this artist, the Looping One, mm-hmm. He stole the ghost or acquired it for this art exhibition piece. I'm still not sure exactly on the details of it. I guess you'd need to see the art exhibition to really get the full...
It's going to be hard to see a ghost.
I ain't afraid of no ghost.
Yeah.
Just to let you know. My original thought is that after the world tour of exhibitions, I will discuss with him and ask him whether he would prefer to stay like this as a piece of art or go back to Ye Oldie Man and Scythe.
Wait, he asked the ghost?
Yeah, he's talking about talking to the ghost, the artist.
He's like, do you want to hang out with me or you want to go live with your dad?
You want to be an art piece or do you want to stay with your mom or your dad?
If you stay with me, we're going to go to the amusement park every week. Buy you every toy, any toy you want. Ghost toys.
Can you buy me a head? No, we can't do that.
Fresh out, I'm sorry. We've got this heart that we found in a bag.
Yeah, you can have that. But yeah, so that's weird.
That's weird.
I've never heard of somebody stealing someone else's ghosts from them.
Yeah, I feel like
the other person being angry about
I was say if that were to happen, it'd be like, oh, thanks for taking my ghosts. I appreciate that.
You took it off my head.
That was actually a real burden on me. I'm glad you took that.
The other thing is, I think they're having sour grapes at the pub because they've had like a bunch of other hauntings at this pub of other entities. So, like, really, what's one, you know, let one of them go.
Yeah.
This guy, this headless guy, just let him go. Mm-hmm. You've got plenty of other ghouls and ghosts and goblins and, you know, and go-go dancers.
So you're a proclaimed ghostman, right?
Yes, that's what they call me.
Like, not that you're a ghost, but you think there are ghosts.
I think ghosts exist.
Yeah.
I do.
That's cool. I don't.
That's fine. Both sides of the fence, I guess.
Takes two strokes to spread up
the
moat.
To stroke the moat. And that's those words by
that
Gandhi.
That is an euphemism. Yeah, by Gandhi. Yes, I remember that.
It's a Gandhi quote.
Takes two strokes to stroke a moat. I don't remember what it was. I already forgot.
Destroying it.
Let's end this week on a particularly weird article.
Okay.
It doesn't actually have a purpose. It's just really weird.
Okay.
Yeah, you just got to hear. Commuters riding the New York subway on Labor Day were treated to a bizarre piece of performance art from a man dubbed the Poop Farter. Jordan Siegel posted a video to YouTube showing the strange performance art piece that commuters were met with Monday on the C train, which you can find. Just search Poop Farter. You'll find it. The man dubbed the Poop Farter by Siegel wears a t-shirt that reads Poop and holds a sign reading Farting.
Okay.
A record playing from speakers on the man's back repeats pooping fart, fart pooping on a loop. Subway passengers initially seemed to ignore the man, but appear to become increasingly amused as the performance continues, because how can you not laugh at a speaker going, pooping fart, fart pooping, over and over.
The same thing.
Holding a sign that says farting and a shirt that says poop. It's just so out there and bizarre. Siegel said the man nodded and exited the train without asking for any money from his audience. He just did it and left. Who was that masked man? Yeah, this is weird, right?
I mean, it's up there with the lady with the crickets and the worms.
Yeah. Who was the poop farter?
I don't... This is...
He's the masked avenger that saves us.
This is weird.
The city clean. He's not masked. He didn't have a mask on at all.
I didn't imagine.
He's just a guy in a shirt that said poop with a sign that said farting and some speakers that said poop farting and fart pooping.
But he didn't... there was nothing else beyond that.
That's
he
it.
Didn't say anything.
No. That was it. That was the whole thing.
That was it.
Yeah, it was a pretty complex piece of art.
Yeah, I could definitely see how that took a long time to think of.
Well, you know, I think really what it is it's a commentary on our dependence on the oil industry right now. It really speaks to our need to progress in the energy fields to try to produce a more renewable and reliable source of energy. But unfortunately, we're too busy poop farting out all that oil.
I disagree, though. I think that he's taking a more political stance in regards to the term limits of congressmen in the United States.
See, that's where I'm going to disagree with you again. I think he's actually going for a little bit more of a Nietzsche sort of idealistic society.
Okay.
And he's got this internal conflict that he just can't get out, much like a poop that he's farting.
F minus.
It's like the worst middle school or like just school project. You're like, we had an essay due.
Poop farting.
Poop farting. Yeah. So that's weird, right?
It's like when you ask a 10-year-old boy what you should do for a performance art piece.
Hey, I want to make people like laugh and like, but not think a lot.
Is that how 10-year-olds talk?
No, like this is like the guy asking a 10-year-old.
Oh, I see.
Well, what do we do?
It's poop farting.
Oh, that's pretty funny.
Poop farting. I like it. I gotta say, it's kind of funny. If I had been there, it'd been pretty funny. But
does it tickle your rib?
It tickles my fanny, actually.
I don't know what that means.
It tickles the old hemorrhoid. Which, like I mentioned, are a serious problem. It is becoming a serious problem.
You do need to get that taken care of.
I will need an ointment. you can... I say this every time. You can tell when we are done when we just ramble on about nothing.
And make weird noises.
Yeah, we just make weird noises. So before we lose any more people, let's go ahead and call it quits for the day. Folks, it has been an absolute pleasure doing whatever we just did with you. Hopefully you were not offended or uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah. Well, we were, so.
Yeah, I was certainly uncomfortable.
I was uncomfortable during the whole thing. Anytime that I spoke.
Uh-huh. I'm actually uncomfortable every time you speak as well. Yeah, so folks, it's been a pleasure. I will mention probably for the last time, since I've done it a few times, that we do have a new show that has joined the network, which is a Jason Hex show, podcast all about board games. Their newest episode will be coming up extremely shortly, and by that I mean so shortly. Like I'm thinking Wednesday.
Oh.
Yeah. So that's pretty dang short. Also, check out Vic Valentine episode 2, because that's a thing that exists. Episode 3 is currently being worked on. However, there are some production delays that
we'll see how things
pan out. Also, I'll tittle your tantals once more with saying that there is maybe I can't spill too many beans. Maybe another show joining the network with some big names, actually. Some names that you may know from outside sources, and that's pretty dang cool. Alright, folks, let me tell you where you can find us. You can find us on our website at ghostshipradio.com under the Banner Box Radio tab. You can also find the show on iTunes and all of the places you get your podcasts. You can contact us directly by using the contact form on our website or by sending us an email at bbr@ghostshipradio.com. And that's all for this week.
And remember, the number of days Phil spends in the time loop of the movie Groundhog Day was estimated to be around 30 to 40 years.
Thanks for joining us. Check 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hey, Dan. Check it.
Check what?
The mic.
Oh. For worms?
This show is part of the Ghost Ship Radio Network. For more information, go to ghostshipradio.com.